We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, every Wednesday we talk to our next guest, Rieger, introducing you to our friend Bob Wojnarowski. We call him Wojo. The show is Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bob.
Oh, I was listening to the music there. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Stoney is off today, so we got Jeff Rieger in for him, noted Lions troll and really all-around troll.
Yeah,
oh,
total
I don't think
troll.
I met Jeff. Nice to meet you, Jeffrey.
Hey, yes. Woj.
Yeah. Hey, Woj.
Why aren't you tough on Harbaugh?
Well. Who knew that was coming?
All right, Woj, let me get right to it. We asked this question about 45 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
Are the Lions underrated or overrated? And you cannot say, you cannot say either both or they are properly rated.
But you can rely on history to form your answer.
Oh, you can rely on history.
Don't shove him in your little to sleep
direction.
Well, you
know he's going to say underrated. Come on.
You know
he's
what I'm
going to
say? Honestly, if one or the other, as we stand right here, right now, I actually think they're a tiny bit overrated.
Ooh.
Because it's been overrated that they're underrated to the point that they're now overrated.
What do you say?
I have no idea. My head hurts.
Follow it. It was so overrated talking about them being underrated that it's now become overrated.
Oh,
and
I
based it on this. Very greatest loss in Lions history to Kansas City 2 weeks ago. But then the Chiefs go and lose to who they lose
the
to.
The Colts. Whoever.
Yeah, them. And 2-1-1, while spectacular as a record, every game has been extremely close, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 points, 4 points, or overtime.
Yeah, that's the NFL there, Bob, but go ahead.
No, I know, which means I do think they're middle of the pack. I think they're top 12, but I've seen some people put them, like, in their top five right now in the NFL.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous, right?
No, you didn't hear what I said. I said that's ridiculous.
That's what I thought you said,
yeah.
And I agree.
Oh, okay.
So from that regard a little, but it's all going to come out in the wash on Monday, right?
Yeah, well, so that's my question.
What?
If they go into Green Bay and win.
Then they're underrated.
Or if they go into Green Bay and lose, I think one of the two are going to happen unless they tie again. Are you willing to, at that point, make a determination on how good this team is? Like is the five-game mark with what you've already seen, is that the moment where you got to say, I'm buying in, or they're the same old Lions?
I think I would buy in if they win at Green Bay Monday
too.
Night football. Yes. Buy in. Now, of course, Rieger and his little troll minions will draw up the list of all the Packers that are injured. And they'll recite that the verse and paragraph.
Already working on it for you.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah, Devontae Adams, I don't think is going to play, Woj. That's one.
See? No, I think it'd be telling. Now, if they go there and lose, well, if they get squashed, then you definitely start to think, okay, maybe we got a little bit too giddy. But if they go there and win or even have a great game but lose, I'll think they're legit, and I actually think they're legit regardless. It's just what level of legitness.
Yeah, you got to. You see, this is one of my frustrations with you, people. You and I did the TV show with Dan before the Chiefs game.
Oh, no. Well, hold on. I know your frustration. It's because people like me refuse to give you broad proclamations after one game every week.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was going to say is that with Dan and me on the show before the Chiefs game, you called it a day of affirmation, right?
Yeah.
And so what did the Lions do? They went out and played one of the best teams in the NFL, played them tough, didn't win, played them very tough. And so I would think that would affirm. But no, what you do and the people of your ilk is you just keep moving the bar. It's like, okay, show us that you're any good. Oh, okay. Now show us again. If they beat the Packers in Green Bay, you're going to come out after that game and you're going to say emphatically, now beat the Vikings.
No. I'm going to affirm them because JB, and a good kid, I know it's difficult getting up in the morning. You get a little tired sometimes. But I would remind you that they did lose to the Chiefs.
Right.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me look that up. I'm not sure you're right about that.
Yeah, double check that. So I would be a complete sap if I declared they're 100% affirmed after a loss. Now, we felt better about them, and I still think that Matt Patricia in that defense, they are, you know, they're not quarterback whisperers. They're quarterback
killers.
Killers or warriors because they do well against good quarterbacks. So if they do that to Aaron Rodgers Monday night and actually technically go ahead and win the game, I'll affirm my big butt all over the place.
Whoa, that sounds hot. Real quick, I got two things. Okay,
that got Heather Sparks going, didn't it?
Number one, I just received this ticket text. It says, Rieger's become the king of all trolls over the last couple of years. It's really sad, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
It's actually not sad. I mean, I'm the king of something.
Yeah.
That's impressive, right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not the king of all media, the king of all trolls.
But
like
you can stand on the front of a big luxury liner and yell, I'm king of the trolls!
King of the trolls. So since I am king of the trolls, I have to ask you both this question, okay?
Yeah.
I did put it in the show prep. Don't you feel bad? Like, don't you want to grab all these Lions believers after the greatest loss in Lions history? Don't you want to grab them and shake them and say, haven't you freaking learned anything? Like, don't you feel the overabundance of people that have bought in and are so eager to see these Lions succeed? You know they're just going to get disappointed again. And don't you just want to stop them before it actually happens?
What type of life do you lead?
I'm looking out for people.
Oh,
I am. Like, Mojo, it's like the ex-girlfriend that you love too much, you know, and then you break up, and every time she calls again for a booty call or something, you drop everything and you go right to her, but she still doesn't care about you. She's just going to disappoint you.
Well, I think
Lions
fans would settle for just one booty call in their lifetime, to be honest.
Did you just say you would settle for one booty call?
Yeah, and secondly, I don't think people are going bonkers like you're saying.
I agree.
Listen, I read the message boards. I'm in with the people. I understand. People are giddy.
You write the message boards. What are you talking about?
Like, you don't allow people. Go ahead, sorry.
I think people will be giddy if they beat Green Bay on Monday night, but I think there's an affirmation pause. If we may go back to my original term, it's on pause, and that's fine. It should be on pause until they win one of these games, these big games. And then, Jeff, I really think you're exaggerating how giddy Lions are. They're hopeful. What's wrong with being a little bit damn hopeful?
They're a half game above 500. Let's chill out.
No one's saying anything. No. See, people, and it's died down a little bit because they haven't played in a week. Right? But people are giddy.
They're not giddy.
Yes, they
Would
are.
You stop
people
with
think
that?
This year is different.
Show me one giddy person.
They're all over the place.
Name
they're driving
one.
By.
They're no, they're not.
Listen, everybody on 696, honk if you're giddy.
Now,
you,
I will
you hear
say
that?
This. In the day, immediate day or two after the greatest loss in Lions history to the Chiefs, I think people were... there was a little lilt in their voice,
giddy.
More so than after a normal defeat.
All right, let's do this. If you're giddy about the Lions, shout, we're going to Costa Rica. Oh, shoot. Okay, there's one. All right, there is
Tell
one.
You. Heather's part.
Yeah, she's giddy about the Lions. Woj, tonight you and Bogey will be doing your show live from inside the transfer portal. First of all, what's it like? Second of all, is this something at this Michigan State, or is this nothing to you?
I'd say both. in all seriousness, just get used to it. Any team where players who think they're pretty good, you know, lose out on that. They were third and fourth string, the two running backs. And if a team loses a couple games, it's going to happen. It's going to strike everybody. But I think the situation is a little bit precarious right now at Michigan State, not just for this season, but with everything else going on. And every day it seems there's some sort of report on the Curtis Blackwell deposition and what does that mean. And I don't think that affects players per se, but I think it adds to a little bit of a, I don't know, disarray. Not disarray, but concern in East Lansing, and I think it's legit.
Yeah.
Do you think they're doing radio topics in East Lansing right now? If you could ask Mark D'Antonio anything, what would it be?
Because, oh, in deposition?
Yeah, because that's the thing. He's allowed to be asked anything. Nothing's off limits.
No. I heard the radio topic in East Lansing today.
It should be good.
Yeah. What's wrong with Michigan's offense? It's terrible, isn't it?
Did you hear, I'm being honest, that the Blackwell lawyers have asked to, and I'm not even kidding, I know you think I am, they've asked to depose Jim Harbaugh, too.
Yeah.
No, that's not kidding. Did you know they also asked, and I don't think I'm kidding, they asked to depose Josh Gattis's playbook.
See, just set him up, ball on the tee.
But oddly enough, they've asked Stoney to depose Jim Harbaugh, so the questions might
be. Oh, no! Wait, it was moved to 9 days straight.
Yeah, so instead of 7 hours, it's 2 weeks.
Yes.
What if they depose and ask for Gattis's playbook, and they're handed like a little note card, and they... this is it? Where's the rest of it?
Oh, I can see where the Friday Picks column is going.
Oh! JB, I'm on to something.
Yeah, I think you might... All right.
Oh, yes. It's going to Costa Rica. All right, I think the Michigan offense will get fixed eventually.
Oh, really?
What, next year?
Yes, new offensive coordinator Rich Rodriguez.
It's fixed whenever they play Rutgers or Illinois.
That's exactly
my
right.
Declaration.
All right, Woj, great talking to you. Thanks for the time.
I'm not done yet. I have more things to say.
Oh, what do you want to say?
I think that there's a lack of trust right now, and Michigan's offense is playing tentative because they don't quite get the offense, but it's not unfixable.
Well, you left out the negative,
by the way.
You left out the point that Iowa's just really good defensively.
Oh, that's part of it. Yeah. Ask Jamie and Stoney.
Well, let me ask you this: I proposed this on the air on Monday. What did Tariq Black, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Nico Collins do to rise them up to the level of Jerry Rice and Mark Duper and Mark Clayton? I mean, these guys are made out to be these superhero wide receivers. What have they done?
Well, I think you have to put Nico Collins above the other ones.
Because he had one reception for 51 yards.
All I heard for 2 years was, this offense would be different if they had Tariq Black out there.
Well, you know what they're being hampered by, honestly, and so is Patterson, is the lack of a running game. And that to me is the biggest puzzle, whether it's the offensive line that was supposed to be great or the running backs, which is young and not really proven. That's what's hampering the passing game, in my mind.
I think a good coach is hampering them, too.
The wide receivers aren't proven either. They just happen to be old and unproven.
Who, the offensive linemen?
No, the wide receivers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, but you can see the physical flash, right?
Pew, pew. Just pew. Flying down the field.
Speed and Jamie's space. Found his people Speed he's going after.
They're wide open. I found my Slava Kozlov.
Hey, Wojo, do you hear of Penn State games a night game?
I thought the Penn State game was a night game.
Whoa. Yeah, right. Stoney actually assaulted me.
Jamie?
What's that?
Because you guys interviewed Harbaugh yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Did you like my question I texted to you?
What's longer than Stoney's question?
No, things that are longer than Stoney's question. No, yeah. Things that are shorter than Stoney's question. Michigan's wait for a Big Ten title.
Everything.
Shorter than Stoney's question.
Yes.
What's his face? Murray, the Arizona quarterback. Shorter than Stoney's question.
Last time the Lions won a playoff game?
I was going to say, the Lions' playoff history.
Shorter than Stoney's question.
All right.
Line at Popeyes for their sandwich. Shorter than Stoney's question.
All right.
I sense the 6 o'clock show right now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right, Woj, have a good day. We'll talk to you next week.
Woo!
97 won the tickets.
Woo!
Yes.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.